Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 20 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now, but before we continue, please hit like and subscribe below.
Good job.
I wasn't letting your clap ruin it.
No. My name is Earl, and I have been in the cannabis industry for almost 10 years now. And the reason why we're doing that is because she always tries to clap first when we gotta do the sound check. And I feel like she always takes it, and I wanna do it sometimes too. Nevertheless, I've been growing, processing, making cannabis products, and also distribution for almost 10 years now. But you're watching the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, where you are here to get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
Very good. So today we are going to go over headache pain relief with marijuana. So how you can use cannabis to relieve headaches.
True. But before that, you do that, please, again, subscribe. And if you support men wearing tank tops underneath V-neck shirts, hit subscribe. Because some people think that is weird, but I think it is perfectly fine. And if you agree, subscribe. Watch this get like 1,000
subscribers.
Is this
even like a V-neck? Is that considered a V-neck?
It doesn't matter. But no, okay. That's true. It's probably not a V-neck.
I thought V-necks were a little bit more like drawn out. That seems
maybe
a little smoother.
Maybe because the neck is like, it's kind of like a eunuch.
Oh, okay.
A eunuch. And also,
okay.
I was eating some pistachios earlier, and there's something green in my teeth, apparently. We try to get it out, but it's still there. And if you support people who have stuff in their teeth and still go through life, hit subscribe.
Very nice.
We're getting a lot of subscribers.
Very nice. All right, we are getting a lot of subscribers.
Okay. Headaches.
Headaches. But first, we are sponsored by...
Tiggity. WhatstheTiggity.com. It's your first therapeutic online platform that allows you to journal how cannabis products actually affect you, so that everybody else can also make better decisions and better recommendations. Because if you recommend something for being sleepy, and then someone else recommends for being sleepy, and everybody says this is good for sleep, you know what? Everybody has an idea. I'm going to get this for sleep. But we need you to start filling out your journals today.
Exactly. You could do that at CannabisTherapyNetwork.org.
Yes.
You go to journal.
Journal. CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. Journal. And if our video guy is that good, he could have like header and then like of our website and do that. Did you know when I talked about making like Little Susie and like the lemonade and the apple thing? He actually drew that.
Oh my God, that's
he
so
thought
cute.
That was cute, didn't he?
That is cute.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then our other sponsor is
Craft Cannabis Club.
Craft Cannabis Club.
Located in Detroit, Michigan, your first mature club of like-minded cannabis consumers to come together for good purposes. Educate, news, resources, socialize, and be normal with sharing your passion in cannabis.
Exactly.
You go to Cannabis Therapy. CraftCannabisClub.org. CraftCannabisClub.org to inquire about additional information and membership. Now, we're getting into our main topic, and we're talking about headaches.
Yes.
Headaches, pain relief with marijuana.
Do you get headaches, like, often?
No, only usually if I drink.
Because you're hungover.
Yeah. So if drinking, the next day I usually can get some headaches, but just I don't typically, like, it doesn't just come upon me.
Okay.
For various reasons. What about you?
I get headaches from time to time. I don't get migraines, but I do get headaches.
Is it because of John? Or
no. I will say definitely when I drink, I get headaches. There's a certain time of month I get headaches. See what I did there?
Monthly.
And then, you know, if I'm like, you know, don't drink enough water.
Interesting.
You know, or like I haven't had caffeine that day, I'll usually get a headache.
Now, I do empathize because when I do have a headache, I mean, it's kind of like, man. So yeah. It's like, but when you have this on like, there's people with no migraine conditions, I can only imagine it just changes your life.
Yeah.
Like you just, it's hard to function.
I've had migraines like once or twice, but I don't get them consistently.
And there's a lot of different medications out there.
Yeah.
And people have been, you know, trying, there's a lot of side effects to those medications. And lo and behold, there's a remedy, a therapeutic remedy, and just a natural plant, marijuana. And we're going to talk about that. Relieving your headaches with marijuana. How does it work? What's going on? So a headache itself is the dilation of blood vessels, which means it's getting what?
There's more blood going through it. They're wider.
Wider. It's expanding, and your head's just like, ah.
It's like the pounding.
And that's that. And you think like, man, if I take this Advil or anything else to help the migraine, is just something to kind of just numb it or
right.
Something to get away. and some ways that kind of cause it. I mean, there's some people just because of light.
Yes.
Light, the different sun, or if it's too bright, you can get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, DJs or something blasting.
Yep.
Or something.
Or like a baby crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That's annoying.
That's common?
Like, even if I hear it on TV, I'm just like,
Yeah.
That's a mute.
True. Understood that.
Yeah.
We don't have kids
yet. We don't have kids, so.
Apologize. Temperatures.
Temperatures? Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Is it a little too hot?
Yep.
I can see that. Too hot. Allergies. Yes, allergies. Stress. Stress causing headaches. Serotonin levels.
Oh.
Interesting. Maybe that time of the month?
Maybe.
Something like that? Could tie into that. Of course, drinking. And you know, I think that dehydrates you.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure there's some kind of chemical.
I'm sure there's some. I mean, it's just, no, that's
that's
your body is like, why do you hate me?
But why? So all those scenarios happen. And then cannabis comes along, right? How can cannabis even help with headaches?
Right.
I think it kind of breaks down to the endocannabinoid system. We talk about a couple different systems in the body. You know, it's like going back to, was it middle school, high school? We learned about different systems in the body?
Probably middle school.
Middle school. You got your cardiovascular system, the blood circulating. You have your skeleton system, the bones and all that jazz. You have your endocrine system.
Very good.
Hormones, all that jazz. Any other systems? What are you thinking? Digestive system. I cheated. Digestive system. I'll go another one.
Reproductive systems.
Muscular systems. And then bam, endocannabinoid system is like the 12th man here.
Yep.
Discovered in late 1980s.
Yeah, discovered pretty late.
True.
I mean, pretty recently, I guess, but like.
Going back to, why are you holding back research?
Yeah.
This has been the entire time. We have this part of our body
for thousands of years.
Yes, it's like, what happens that we actually have an endocannabinoid system that is responsible for regulating the body.
Right.
Bringing balances. Kind of like how you have a thermometer in your house, and it kind of switches from heat to cool.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets too hot, boom, switches to cool. If you're trying to keep things at 70, if it gets too cold, bam, the heat comes on. So same thing with the endocannabinoid system, because usually, say, if you have Crohn's, there's an imbalance between your nervous system and your digestive system.
Right.
They're kind of fighting each other, and also your immune system. So if your body's not naturally regulating that, your endocannabinoids could be actually deficient. And what happens when you're deficient, say of like vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
Or vitamin E, you get supplements and you can supplement that. And then that's what happens with cannabis, because cannabis has photocannabinoids. So endocannabinoids means what?
They're outside or they're inside.
Inside the body. So the cannabinoids that you produce inside your body right now, those are endocannabinoids. You produce cannabinoids naturally, but cannabinoids are also found in other plants.
Right.
As if God made it to be. And those plants, you can use those to come into your body.
Right.
And when it's outside your body, and what would come from plants, it's photocannabinoids.
Photocannabinoids.
If it's outside the body itself, it's exogenous cannabinoids. So endo is in, exogenous
look
is
at all
outside.
This science.
Yeah. I learned more now than if I was studying
learned.
Like marijuana in like high school, I probably would have got straight A's.
Right.
Well, straight, maybe science. But if history taught about the history of cannabis, I
would
have been
way more interested.
And if mathematics taught you the perpetual cycles of what you needed, then...
Or like how to calculate the milligrams in an edible.
Yeah, it's teaching me milligrams.
Conversion.
Yes, eighths, grams, quarters. If they were teaching this, it would have been cool.
This is how we need to teach school.
That's how we learn. Uh-huh. That's how you measure. Again, this is not legal advice.
No, it's not at all.
We are not the school representatives. However, so we have this endocannabinoid system. Plants have photocannabinoids. Marijuana itself is one of those botanical plants that have naturally occurring cannabinoids. It also has terpenes and also has flavonoids. But it has over 100 different cannabinoids. CBD is one of the most popular ones.
Yep.
THC is one. THCA is one. CBN. ABC.
There's so many.
So many. And any combination of all of those factors can really give you a different effect.
Right.
Some can make you more sleepy, some can make you more calm, some have you more relaxed, some give you more headache relief, pain relief. And that's what, and how it actually works. So those outside cannabinoids kind of pair up and lock up with your body, kind of like how you have a plug and a socket.
And it goes in.
Yes, we have CB1, CB2 receptors. These were also discovered in like late 1980s. These receptors are kind of like how we can receive outside cannabinoids.
Right.
And then it comes into our body and it helps bring us back to balance.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's so cool. Our bodies are like meant to take this.
Now, part of that $20 million that this Michigan is going to pay to research this, to come up with that same thing, just give me like $20, man.
Right? I'll take 20 bucks.
$20 right now, man.
Or just I'll take some of the research weed.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully it's grown. Well, it's got to be grown good quality.
It's got to be grown good research, quality. Right? Yeah.
Not like mass produced.
Hopefully
like,
not. Otherwise you're not going to get good test results. You need good quality. Like you need good weed.
Yeah. It's like trying to check people's health with like McDonald's chicken nuggets. Like,
yes.
You don't do that.
Yes.
You need really whole wild grain chickens. All right, so that's how it works with the endocannabinoid system. Hopefully that makes sense. You please ask us any questions.
Yes.
We really want you to have a well-balanced understanding about cannabis products. We have no agenda here. We just want the truth and let the truth set us free. Boom.
Very nice. I like that.
So we talked about our receptors. So what that does is, so how this helps, it could stop the widening of the blood vessels. It kind of blocks it. So therefore, the headache doesn't keep persisting.
Okay.
And it starts to shrink the vessels, and that helps prevent you from having headaches. Cultivars.
Okay.
Different cultivars. I like the fact that we're using the word cultivar here.
Well, because it's proper.
It is. Strands has been a common term of how to define different types of cannabis, plants. But strands technically have to do with bacteria.
Right.
Or fungus. Or fungi.
And I don't want that related with my cannabis.
Exactly. So,
it's
kind
cultivar.
Of, it's kind of one of those things that's like, one of those things in a recipe that shouldn't have been there the entire time.
Yeah.
But you just kept using it out of tradition. But then you figure out, maybe I should not. Yeah, take that out. So we should be identifying plants, either as cultivars. Chemovars. Cultivars, say a 9-pound hammer. That's cultivar. But that same 9-pound hammer could have different genetic types.
And then there's like phenotypes.
Yeah. And so you have the chemo, the chemical compounds. So you got the cultivar, you got the chemo types or chemovars,
mm-hmm.
And then you get the phenotypes.
There's so many.
At the end of the day, we're just going to say plant kinds. Okay. This is the plant kind.
So the type.
The different types of cannabis that helps you with migraines. Blue Dream.
Blue Dream
is good. Right now it says high concentration of THC. Depends on how you grow it. Every grow is different. And daytime relief for migraines, I agree that Blue Dream typically is a really good daytime type smoke.
Yeah, I like it. It's a little, because it says dream, so you like think it's going to be sleepy, but it's actually surprisingly uplifting.
True. Green crack. Green crack. Another one that's supposed to be potent. Got his name crack green because of the potency itself. However, I think it's more of a flow type cannabis.
Yeah, I can see
to
that.
To me. I could smoke that. Do some creativity.
Yeah.
Uplifting. More cheerful. Feel happier. Harlequin. Harlequin is another one that's higher in CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So CBD itself is supposed to also help with migraines.
Right.
But again, it's not CBD by itself. CBD by itself is not effective. No more than it's effective by me singing on my own in the band. But me singing along in the shower with the radio, I sound great.
Oh, that's nice.
But me singing along, I don't really sound so good. White Widow.
Okay. And White Widow is like that's more of a heavy one. That's one that's a little bit more of a downer that you're going to feel tired with. So
yeah, it's more relaxing.
I can see where that like relaxes your muscles, maybe relaxes your blood vessels and gets them to like go back down to normal.
White Widow's a classic, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually had White Widow in quite a long time.
You looking for a lighter?
I am looking for a lighter. I was like, man. Critical Mass. I haven't tried that one.
I have not tried that one. Yeah, I was curious if you had. So if you have, tried text us. Yeah, you can text me.
716.
It's actually like kind of close to my number.
Illinois, some kind of Illinois thing.
Comment below.
Yes, please. Comment and then also subscribe because you just commented. OG Kush.
OG Kush. You got to have an OG.
Now, one thing I find, you can play the name game. A lot of people can name things, anything that they want. I think something that's common between all these is kind of like a citrus fruitiness.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit piney as well. So if you're smelling some of these plant types, and let your nose, trust your nose. You can do test results, that's all good, but thousands of years before test results ever were needed, people just tasted it or smelled it or looked at it. And usually if you smell something, I mean, if you smell poop, you probably not. It's something about the terpenes in poop tell you no, okay? Not to eat it. Your body's like,
point.
No.
That's right? A good point.
You smell poop and be like, oh my God, I need to grill that. I mean, like, do you?
Like, no.
Let me. So, yeah, if you smell weed and it smells like, oh.
Don't smoke
you
it.
You probably should not smoke that. But if you smell something, it's just like, what if it just picks, like it, lemon scent, yes. Like something, it picks you up right away.
It's fresh.
It's going to make you feel that way, yeah. Right? Or if you smell something, it's kind of like, ooh, to kind of knock you back a little bit. It's probably something that's going to knock you back a little bit. So trust your nose. And usually something that's more fruity, citrusy, or with piney, earthy.
Earthy.
So floralness, mm-hmm. Fruitiness, earthiness.
And earthiness overall does help with pain relief, like all over the body too. True. So that's a good one to look for.
And I have smoked a couple times after, you know, drinking, having a headache. I felt it helped.
Yeah.
But of course, water.
Water.
You need water. You need electrolytes.
I like to drink Powerades.
Yeah, just tomatoes. I eat tomatoes.
You just eat a tomato straight? John makes fun of me when
small,
I like...
The small tomatoes, oh, yeah.
I like cut up like a big tomato.
Those are cool. I used them as a kid. Salt, pepper though. You do salt and pepper? Really?
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I didn't know. I thought that was like a hood thing.
What?
No, she's in the suburbs doing the same thing. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. Well, that's our main topic, y'all.
That's main topic.
All Hopefully right. You got a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
Token tips?
Token tips, yes.
So my token tip is actually smoking weed doesn't really help me with headaches. Personally, like if I just smoke weed, it won't make my headache go away. But if I take tincture, eat an edible or something like that, it actually helps. But smoking flower itself won't get rid of my headache.
I wonder if rubbing a topical on your head.
I should try that. I haven't tried that. I've heard that.
That's be interesting.
That's a good idea. I'll try it.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get into the bloodstream. You told me about the suppositories are really good for headaches.
I never said that.
Did you not?
No.
Jen, she's lying. She's so shy on camera. Because your mom's watching.
I've never done a suppository. But Earl likes to get monthly checks also.
Oh, okay. Bringing up old stuff. It was like this morning.
It was like an hour ago. I know, right?
My token tip would say, man, tomatoes. Tomatoes.
I did not have.
Well, I would say, I mean, I do. I make a tea. So
okay.
I make a tea. You can put some trim in there, make a tea as well. All mix of different herbs. The more plants I think I get in me, the better it's going to be.
You're just strong. You're so, like Popeye.
I'm like, I just need green stuff. Spinach. I just need greens. So I do a lot of plants. I do a lot of green stuff. I think in about 3-4 hours. You know, and also juicing cannabis helps.
Okay.
Juicing,
yeah.
There you go. Juicing cannabis, if you have the sources of cannabis leaves, you juice it, take a shot at like wheatgrass.
Yeah.
That's like good. It's good. It's really good for you. That's it. Please subscribe. You've been watching Cannabis Therapy Podcast. Go to cannabistherapynetwork.org, cannabistherapynetwork.org, and get all our resources, all our slides. And subscribe. Please subscribe.
Please subscribe. Please like it. Please share. Please comment below. We want to talk to you.
And be on the lookout. We're going to have a private Facebook group coming soon.
He really does not do Facebook.
Not at all. Not at all. Can't stand it. Think it's cancerous. However, I am.
He's being forced. Which
I am
is,
bending
you know,
a little bit like a bamboo tree.
Because you gotta. It's good to be flexible. Yeah. But thank you guys for watching. We will see you next week.
Peace.